Hey, what's up, everybody? It's your boy Willie V, aka Bull Boy Kennels. This is just going to be a quick, well, hopefully, a quick tutorial with using Skype on the latest version of Ubuntu. Now, if you're running the latest current version, you will run into one of two things. Either you're going to be running the 32-bit version or the 64-bit version. Now, in my case, I'm running the 64-bit version, and I want to be able to install Skype. Now, when you go to the Skype website, you're only going to find the 32-bit version available. But they also do have the 64-bit, which you have to do a little bit of looking for it, but it is available there. Now, there's one of two ways that we can go about this. We can either install the package, which if you do it that way, you won't have any automatic updates. So you want to keep that in mind. Now, to download their package, just open up, you know, whatever web browser you use and go to skype.com/go/get-skype-linux-linux-ubuntu-amd64. Once you have that, just hit return, and then it'll commence to downloading the package for you. Now, you could also install this through a terminal, but it's more for the 32-bit versions, not the 64-bit version, as far as I'm aware. So we're going to go ahead and use the package we just downloaded. And again, you want to do the 64-bit, not the 32-bit version. So to install it, you just simply double click it. Once it opens up on the Debian package installer here, we'll wait for that to load up. And once it is, we'll click on install package. We'll let it go to now run through its process here. And I do like to see what is going on with the package while it's installing. All right, now that we have that installed, we can go ahead and close this out. And we should be able to go to our applications. I believe it's internet. In Skype, we'll need to go ahead and set this up for the first time that we use it. All right, there we have it all set up now. Now, one of the things you do want to do with this is you also want to make sure that you're able to get your sound and audio and stuff of that nature. So you definitely want to test that out and make sure that that is working so that you are able to use that. Aside from that, you basically have Skype installed on the 64-bit of Ubuntu. And like I said, doing it this way, you're not able to update it through the package manager. So you will need to update it manually through the Skype website. Now, if you're using the 32-bit version, then of course you can do it through terminal and it'll update automatically for you. Anyways, this was Willie V, aka Bull Boy Kennels of iTexture.com. And as always, thank you for taking the time to watch.